Hello, airport industry folks. Welcome to the AX Insider Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Andy Telejohn, the senior writer at Airport Experience News. This podcast will be part of our 20 Years, 20 Voices series celebrating the upcoming 20th Airport Experience Conference. During these calls, we're talking with industry veterans who've overseen the evolution of the concessions industry and the improvement significantly in customer service over the last couple decades and change. Today, we're talking with Tracy Harris, Vice President of Concessions at Orlando International Airport. Thanks for joining us, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, I'm doing well. Thanks.
Great to hear. Absolutely. Tracy, you have, I'm often intrigued by people's career paths into where they where they are now and how they got there. And, a lot of bouncing around from, companies to airports and otherwise in the industry. You've spent most of your professional career at Orlando International. Wondering if you could start out by telling us, how you first got there and what made you stay.
Sure. It's interesting. Most people that are in airports have a love of aviation, deep-seated from a young age. And for me, it was a little bit different. Okay. I came to the Aviation Authority at the ripe old age of 26 okay. for the retirement benefits, believe it or not. Really? Okay. I had been with an engineering company outside the airport, of course, that I absolutely loved. I was with them for 5 years, but they didn't offer retirement benefits. And it's just something I had in the back of my mind, compounding interest. I've been here 5 years and I could have been putting money away. But I had a friend who worked for the Aviation Authority and was talking to her about this. And she said, you should check out the airport. We have great retirement benefits. So I did. There would happen to be a position open in the strategic planning department. And once I got into the airport, I realized it's like its own little city. Mm-hmm. I mean, any job that you can think of, outside of the airport, you can have a career path in the airport. If you want to be an engineer, plumber, design interiors, anything. Mm-hmm. So once I got in, airports have a kind of a way of sucking you in.
Yes, I've heard that a number of times. I will say I've never heard that folks were attracted to the airport by the retirement benefits, but everything after you got there jives.
What can I say? I'm an old soul.
There you go. That's a brilliant colleague in the industry, Michael Baldwin, reminds me from time to time that it's best to begin with the end in mind. And you definitely held true to that.
Definitely did that.
So, and tell me a little bit, strategic planning aid is, I think, what at least your bio calls that first role. And then after that, you went into a market research analyst position. What were you doing at that time when you first did get to the airport?
Sure. So I, when I got to the airport, I came into a newly formed strategic planning department. There were only two other people in the department. And me, and we worked on the Aviation Authority's first strategic plan, which back then was an absolutely enormous book, a three-ring binder, had to all be, typed in. It was quite something, but it was a very interesting introduction for me because I kind of got to hear what their plans were for the airport over the next 10 years from all the various departments, like what they saw as ways to improve the airport, what our goals were for airline development and things like that. So it was a really interesting airport experience, for someone who wasn't used to airports. Sure. And then once the strategic plan was done, we kind of had the opportunity, our group that we had added a couple more people, we could either go to planning or we could go to the marketing division. And so I chose the marketing division because we actually, in strategic planning, we had done some support work for the marketing group, in terms of analytics and presentation materials and things like that. So I moved over to that side of the house and did that for a while.
Okay. All right. So you're going through that strategic planning process, and presumably that at some level involved concessions, but you'd been there a while when you'd finally moved into a role specifically in concessions in 2013, where I think that's where you've been ever since, correct? How did you end up in concessions, and you know, what sort of you know, as you said, you can have a career in a lot of different places in an airport. What grabbed you about concessions?
So when I was in cargo marketing and passenger marketing, I was an analyst in that group. So I did a lot of work with numbers, and spreadsheets were my friends. But I really, at heart, I love developing relationships and working with people, particularly helping them to achieve their goals. And Cheryl Nashir, who's now with SFO, as you know,
Yes.
she was our assistant director of concessions at the time. And she came to me and said that she had a contract administrator position open that she thought that I would be really a good fit for, and she thought that I would really like it. So I interviewed with the rock star team of Cheryl Nashir, Daryl Benton, and Sylvia Ross, and they offered me the job. And this has kind of been where I've been ever since.
You did. That's a who's who right there of airports concessions folks for sure.
Yes.
What was it like getting to work with that crowd when they gave you the job?
Oh my goodness. It was kind of just a dream. I adore Cheryl Nashir. She is my hero. I love her. And Daryl, the same. Daryl and Sylvia, just great, great people, great mentors and advocates. It was just a thrilling time for me. I got to still do a lot of analysis, which I enjoyed, but I actually got to develop those relationships with our partners and get mentored by some of the best in the business. So it was a really, it was just a fun time. It was challenging in a way that, I got to use my analytical side, but I got to use my creative side in looking at, what is it that would make this program really better? What are people looking for? How can we exceed their expectations? So it was just it's an incredible industry, and it changes all the time, and you just don't get bored. No 2 days are the same.
That's one of the things that seems to appeal to folks about it for sure. You've been doing this a while now. I'm wondering if you could talk about this is Tracy Harris, Vice President of Concessions for Orlando International Airport. And over the years, Tracy, what are some of the ways that as you said, it's an always changing industry. What are some of the big evolutions that you've seen over the last decade or so?
It's interesting. I think back in the day, airports were kind of utilitarian. You came to the airport, you got on your flight, you actually got a meal on the airplane. So I think concessions were kind of secondary. You might get a cup of coffee, and it might be, Joe's Coffee House and a newspaper or a magazine at the time. And there wasn't really, kind of anything that was specific to the community or any national brand. Then we kind of transitioned to getting national brands in airports, and that was really big. We thought that was really, amazing that you could get a name brand product in the airport environment. And now kind of it's morphing back a little bit the other way, it seems. Now, yes, we want those national brands and regional brands, but now we're really going to those smaller local brands that speak to the community. So it's interesting. It's kind of, it's like fashion. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You kind of go through these fluctuations, like all brands. Now we're going back to local. And it's ever changing and always exciting.
Yep, the local brands are probably a little bit more well, I mean, let me not make an assumption on that. The local brands now are a little bit different. Are they different than what you're describing as like Joe's Coffee Shop back in the day, or?
Oh, 100%. Not even the same thing. When I say Joe's Coffee House, I mean they were really just not necessarily even local brands. It was just something that needed to go into the airport to fill that need. It wasn't something that necessarily was on the street. These local brands really are the backbones of your community.
Yeah.
They're the things that really speak to who you are, the flavor of your community, the products that, you know, that are showcased in your area.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So not like Joe's Coffee Shop, in the sense that you needed a coffee shop and you just happened to find some guy named Joe to run it.
Right.
Yeah. So Orlando just opened a massive new terminal. I think I saw the price tag at $2.8 billion about a year and a half-ish ago. What is that? What has that new terminal meant to the airport? And what do you got there that previous iterations of the airport didn't have?
Sure. Well, Terminal C was really necessary. We are growing by leaps and bounds in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And our existing terminals A and B, were really designed to handle comfortably probably 40, 45 million passengers. And I think last year we did about 58 million. So Terminal C was a welcome relief. It provided some much needed space as a reliever to Terminals A and B. And, you know, it's interesting. We really kind of completely flipped the passenger experience in Terminals C. In Terminals A and B, like most airports, you arrive and you kind of move down to baggage claim and you move down to go to ground transportation. In Terminal C, we completely flipped that.
Okay.
So in Terminal C, when you arrive, you move up. So you go up to a level to go to baggage claim, and then you walk right outside and you can go be picked up on the curb to leave, or you can then go to ground transportation or to the rental car facility.
Okay.
So it really works for us because it just allows people to start their vacation the moment they walk off the plane. They walk out into the sunshine, which Florida is known for, and you just continually stay in that sunshine until you get your bags and you just leave the airport. So it's been a really just a really nice addition. We had the luxury of space, so nice wide concourses, very beautiful tall ceilings, lots of glass, some amenities that are really our customers are excited about and are enjoying. Terminals A and B, of course, were built a long time ago, back in the 80s, pre 9/11. So the bulk of our concessions program are located pre-security. We have limited post-security concessions. And it works for us in Orlando, of course, because we have a lot of visitors who get kicked out of their hotels at 11, or they get off their cruise ship and they're at the airport at 9. So we do have a lot of dwell time in the landside facility. So that works for us. But in Terminal C, we have a baggage system down there that can take early bag check and storage. So, that'll allow customers to kind of check their bags, move through security, and the bulk of our program really is post-security.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not still having to schlep my convention bag or whatever along while I'm looking to get to the bar for a cocktail or for some place to have breakfast or something like that.
Exactly.
Yep. Any other new amenities? You talked about the luxury of space. Are there any other amenities that you were able to put in this new concourse that might otherwise not have worked out in the previous facilities?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest changes in Terminal C, aside from our baggage system, is we have some really large format immersive media. So in our kind of the hub area, as you go into Terminal C, we call that our palm court. Okay. We have forever palms. So we have these beautiful lush palms. And in the center of the hub area, we have these 30-foot screens that are immersive. There are three screens. You walk in the center and you can actually interact with them. Okay. So in fact, we just had a group in yesterday from New York touring the area. And we were all standing in there kind of, waving our arms around and fireflies would kind of morph into your shape on the screens. So it's really kind of a fun experience. And, you know, there are manatees on the screens. It's just kind of a unique experience. And then we also have on our North Concourse, the windows on Orlando, and it's another floor to ceiling screens with lots of imagery of, you know, what we're known for in Central Florida, whether that be, you know, cattle ranches, which sounds odd in Florida, I know, but we actually do have quite a cattle industry here.
Okay.
And, you know, launches and, you know, kind of alligators and things like that. So it's really a fun experience, and our guests really seem to enjoy it.
With Disney and all down in Orlando there, I know you've got a lot of the leisure travelers there. I have to imagine some of these amenities you're talking about are a pretty interesting and fun way to keep a family with some kids amused and distracted while they're waiting for their planes to take off.
Oh, certainly. I feel like we have some of the greatest partners in the world. You know, we have some big names in the industry, and they have done such a phenomenal job, certainly in bringing new programs to us in Terminal C. And just operating their facilities in really crowded areas in Terminals A and B. And the themed retailers and just concession partners in general knocked it out of the park in Terminal C. You know, this is the first time they've had an opportunity to do something new. And, you know, just amazing. Some of the local, you know, celebrated chef-driven restaurants. You know, we have Oprah's personal chef has a restaurant in our facility. Master Concessionaire brought us that. Lots of local influence. Uh-huh. And the themed retailers, goodness, the Disney store it's special. The wallpaper has Swarovski crystals and LED lights in it. And that's just the wallpaper.
Wow.
Universal has a floor to ceiling screen with a show of, Harry Potter. There's a dragon that actually lands on the second level and flies across the ceiling and breathes fire. You know, our SeaWorld store has an aquarium with live coral and fish in it. It's just, they're really special, and they really just give you that sense of place, along with our food and beverage and retail offerings, you know, kind of some of the specialty retail and the news and gift. You know, even if it wasn't something that's specifically local, the way they designed the stores and named the stores and the products that they carry really do speak to the local community.
Yeah, I would say if there are more than a handful more airports that would have a reason for wanting to have the local displayed in their airport, I'm not sure I could come up with who they are when you're talking about partners like SeaWorld and Disney and Universal for sure. That sounds like some pretty impressive stuff.
They're pretty special.
We're talking with Tracy Harris, Vice President of Concessions at Orlando International Airport. Tracy, we've talked about Terminal C. You mentioned in just kind of a pre-call briefing that there's a fair number of opportunities still coming forward here. What do the next few years at MCO look like in terms of concessions and other opportunities?
Sure. So, you know, we have been focused on Terminal C for the last several years. It started back in 2017, 18. Yep. And then we had COVID, of course. So that delayed things a bit. So now we're turning back to Terminals A and B and going, okay, what can we do to bring these facilities kind of, you know, provide some parity between these terminals and Terminal C. So right now we're looking at the look and feel of the spaces, you know, the finishes, the bones of the building, you know, are there, they're established. So we're looking to see, you know, what improvements can we make? Certainly the concessions, as I mentioned, we have fantastic concession partners, but those agreements will be expiring over the next 3 to 4 years. Okay. So really, we're going to have a wholesale shift in opportunities in the Terminals A and B facilities. So right now we're working on our concessions master plan. and just saying, okay, what do we need? Where do we need it? And how do we package these to make them enticing to our partners?
And are those deals all going to be expiring at the same time, or are those smaller packages that are staggered that you'll, where you'll have a few opportunities here and a few there, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes. So they're not going to be expiring all at the same time. Thank God. We're happy about that. Yep. So it will be staggered over the next kind of 3 years.
Okay. All right. So you'll, we'll be hearing more about that then probably before too long then.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be hosting a few industry meetings coming up in March, where we'll be inviting everyone to, we're going to probably have several teams meetings, just so it makes it a lot easier, I think, for people to be able just to call in, and we'll have a presentation. We'll show them what we have in mind. And we really are looking for feedback. Everyone that's ever expressed an interest in doing business with us, any of our existing partners, we'll be sending out those invitations to them. And then if anyone else is interested, they can register through OpenGov. That's how we solicit our opportunities. Okay. And anyone that registers on OpenGov will also send them an invitation to these meetings. So they'll have kind of an opportunity to attend one of two or three sessions to hear what we have in mind.
Okay, sounds great. And I was reading on your website that you've got some partnerships that in place that are starting to work on expanding your small and minority owned business opportunities. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. So our small business department, which is led by our VP, Ironetta Dennis, they have started this program called Coffee and Donuts. And they invite different members of the community, lots of our chambers and small business forums, to come in. I think it's once a month. And there's a group of people there. We have people from our construction division, our procurement division, some people here, you know, our concessions team are there. And we talk about upcoming opportunities and just how to go about doing business with the airport. You know, a lot of times it's daunting when you're, when you've never been working in an airport environment, you don't even know how to get started. So this is a great introduction. You know, they come in, it's a really relaxed environment. We feed them, which is always nice. I like the coffee and donuts myself. And we just talk about, you know, these are some of the things you need to consider. These are some of the opportunities coming up. And they get to meet all of our small business staff. So, you know, obviously our small business program at Orlando, certainly, and other airports is really important. It's a key component of making our airport successful. So they're able to, you know, get in contact with that small business staff, learn how do I become a DBE or an ACDBE or an LDB, so in a relaxed environment. So I think it's really seemed to work really well, and it's such a great way for us to be able to kind of a one-stop shop, get to meet some of our community members. You know, aside from going out into the community, we do that as well. But this is a nice way for them just to kind of come to the airport and, you know, talk to our CEO, Kevin Tebow, and some of our chiefs and other VPs and staff who can help them along their way.
Okay. So sounds like there's buy-in from the top. And I mean, you're getting everybody's taking part in bringing folks in.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Good. Tracy, what is a new service or amenity at MCO or at airports in general that you've really liked, that you think is really fitting in well in the airport industry these days?
Goodness. There are so many things, like I said, in Terminal C that I love, that our partners have done. I love a good gourmet market. I see a lot of those. It's interesting. I remember years ago, and I don't know if you remember this, but at an AXN conference, I remember when OTG brought their Chibo markets onto the exhibition floor. Yeah. And that was the hot commodity on the exhibition floor at that time. It was something so different. And now I think we're seeing that evolve in, you know, kind of these gourmet markets, obviously, with, you know, wine and hot foods and things like that. And I always enjoy those and the evolution of that. Sure. So I, and you know, in our area, there's a lot of things going on that I think, you know, people associate Orlando with obviously the tourism industry, which is fantastic. It's kind of, you know, it's a really key component of our economy, but we have some other things that are really interesting going on, you know, AI, AR, VR, our medical facilities, USTA. We've got a lot going on with mobility, and it's, I think there's just a lot of exciting things that are coming up that we're really looking forward to.
Okay. Conversely, is there a service or amenity on the street that hasn't quite made it to airports yet that you'd like to see added?
You know, I think the thing that keeps popping up into my mind that I'm thinking a lot about are experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, we have beautiful dining experiences, we have beautiful shopping experiences, but what are some things that people can do for entertainment, and how do we incorporate that into the airport environment? You know, we're really focused on the renovation and future of the terminals, and how do we wow our guests? So we have some things in mind, but we just aren't quite ready to share those yet.
All right. So lots to look forward to. And what you've described to me here today makes me want to do the next podcast that we do together in person. So
yes, that would be great. I'd love that.
Along about the time that it starts to get cold up here in Minnesota, we may have to set something up down your way.
Come on down. We'll be happy to host you.
All right. Tracy Harris, Vice President of Concessions with Orlando International Airport. I appreciate you answering my questions. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just to say happy anniversary to AXN. You know, we appreciate all the work that you put into this industry and gain so much from the annual conferences, the publications, the fact books. So, you know, I routinely tell people this is the conference you have to attend. It's a one-stop shop for airports, concessions, and we really just so look forward to it and appreciate it. So again, happy anniversary and thank you.
Very much appreciate you taking some time.
Anytime.
All right.